female candidates have beaten their male counterparts in the 2025 Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education, UACE, a trend that has been observed for the last four consecutive years. The WAE releasing the 2025 Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education results today afternoon at State House, Nakasero. Dan Odong, the Executive Director of the Uganda National Examinations Board, revealed that the percentage of passes at the upper level 3 and 2 principal passes are higher, while the percentage of passes at the lower level and failure rate among girls are lower than boys. Odong says that a slightly higher number of 2025 Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education candidates have qualified to join university as compared to the previous year, where at the minimum 2 principal level required for university admission, 87.9% qualify. Additional results will indicate that the overall candidate performance in the 2025 UACE examinations registered a very high percentage of candidates, 98.8%, who qualified for the award of the UACE. Dan Odong says the examiners reported that students faced hard to answer questions that needed logical explanation.
In history, for example, inadequate levels of analytical and evaluative skills, inadequate show of logical flow of content with relevant examples were observed. In religious education, application-based tasks, especially those that require connections of the teachings in the holy books, that is the Holy Quran and the Holy Bible, in everyday life situations continue to present a consistent problem. In the subject of geography, examiners have also continued to report poor data analysis skills among our candidates, as they still find challenges in using various statistical methods to explain geographical phenomena. Candidates are not relating theory to the environment.
Professor Celestino Oboa, the chairperson of the Uganda National Examinations Board, UNAIB, called for national strategies to empower girls to pursue science subjects at A level because few of them opt for science combinations.
While recognizing the indispensable role of the humanities in nation building, the board reiterates the strategic importance of mathematics and the sciences in driving innovation, industrialization, and technological advancement. Sustained investment in science infrastructure, teacher capacity, and laboratory resources remain critical to building a robust pipeline in tertiary STEM programs. Although enrollment in STEM subjects show a gradual upward trend, deliberate multisectoral interventions will be required to achieve national targets in science and technology development.
The Minister of Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, noted that she is pleased with the number of girls taking up science subjects, but she challenged parents to be part in the learning process of their children.
I am particularly impressed by the steady increase in the number of girls taking on science subjects, and that they have done very well. This demonstrates that there is nothing mysterious about mathematics and science. What we now need is more encouragement and the presence of the role models of mothers in our society who are scientists. So, parents and guardians, I call upon you to intentionally step into your God-given role. Please be present and actively involved in your children's life. May you never forget that education is a shared responsibility, and its foundation is built within the family. With love, with support, and a positive family environment, you play a key role in nurturing your children to lead fulfilling lives and to value education.